It's hard to believe, but the LA Metro train and busway system actually started way back in the early 1970s. They used to call it the Rapid Transit System, but the area's first light rail line, then known as the Blue Line, finally opened in 1990. After that, the Metro never looked back. The lines, once named after colors, are now named after letters of the alphabet, and the system is still growing. Most recently, they added three new downtown stations and connectors to make it easier to get to where you're going. But while the system is making great strides to meet the needs of locals, it's handicapped by the problems that plague the rest of the city, especially crime and homelessness. But Metro is working to address that. We take a look at the hills and valleys, the crosstown traffic, and a special look at the art of the Metro that can make a mundane commute more like a visit to a gallery. Fox 11 News In Depth starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner, and this is Fox 11 News In Depth. For people like me who have been around more than a minute here in Los Angeles, we still remember the days when having an intricate network of subways and light rail in Los Angeles seemed like a pipe dream. But now, those lines are spreading across the region, whisking commuters through traffic and linking with a system of buses to allow residents to increasingly make their way around car-free. And that network is getting bigger every year. Joining us to talk about this is Stephanie Wiggins. She's the CEO of LA's Metro. And welcome back, Stephanie. We had you here on this program when you first got this job. You still got it. Still got it. And what's it been like?
Wow, it's been a whirlwind. It's an incredible opportunity to really be in transportation right now. We're transforming the way people move around our city. We're creating more opportunities and, you know, in a very challenging environment. So it's a great opportunity to be at Metro.
There's really, really so much to talk about here. And I think probably we just start with what's new.
Yes.
Because I do want to get back to the past a little bit. But what's new? You've got new stations. You've got new all over the place.
Absolutely. In the last 12 months alone, we've opened two new rail lines, the Crenshaw or the K line now in South LA and Inglewood. And then just in June, we opened the regional connector stations, which have been game changers, Hal. I mean, truly, no longer having to transfer when you get to downtown, eliminating 20 minutes off of your trip. It's an exciting time.
What is a regional connector? What does that do?
Regional connector actually provides a one-seat ride from as far as Azusa to Long Beach, Santa Monica to East LA, and you don't have to transfer. Before then, you actually had to transfer in downtown. And bottom line, what it's done, from my own experience and talking to our writers, it's really made our system feel like a real grown-up system.
And at some point here in the not-too-distant future,
yes,
we're going to be like New York and other cities that, mm-hmm, you can go from a station like in Sylmar,
mm-hmm,
and get to the airport.
Absolutely.
Bring your luggage, get on a people mover, go, mm-hmm, to your terminal, get on a plane, and fly to wherever you're going.
Yes, as early as next year. We're excited. LAWA, LAX, is going to open the People Mover, and we're going to open our Metro Connector Station.
And this is a game changer.
Absolutely, absolutely. Any global city has direct transit to their international airport, and we will be doing that by next year.
Now you have people who live in different parts of town. We happen to be in West LA right here.
Mm-hmm.
But for people, say, on the west side who want to end up going somewhere else, what is it, the Purple Line?
The Purple Line extension, absolutely.
Kind of like the color of my shirt, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Beautiful color.
Thank,
yes,
you very,
exactly,
much.
Exactly.
I was fishing, but that's okay. So the Purple Line,
yes,
goes from?
The Purple Line right now goes from downtown L.A. to Wilshire Western Fairfax District. But our extension that is under construction today will eventually get all the way to UCLA and the Veterans Hospital. You'll be able to get there in 30 minutes from downtown.
I want to talk a little bit about MacArthur Park, but
yes,
before we do that, you got some shiny new subway cars, don't you?
Yes, we got two of our very first new subway cars that have come in, really going to, again, be in alignment with the transformation that we're seeing. Easier seating, again, makes our system even more grown up, and they're New York-style subway cars.
New York-style.
Absolutely.
All right, what does New York-style mean? I think Chicago-style, New York-style pizza, but what are you talking about?
I think New York-style is, you see, more strap hangers, more friendly, particularly, and more open, right? And that actually helps people feel more safe and more comfortable.
And that's a point we need to talk about, more safe, because people, even though you've done surveys and people say whatever they say, there are people who don't feel safe on these trains.
Yes.
Or the buses.
Yes.
And how are you addressing that? And what is the level of concern that you've detected?
Sure. Well, overall, the system is safe. We have been having some challenges, particularly in our subway system, right? And of course, some of the recent horrendous attacks on our bus operators have just been, untenable. And given that we have 900,000 people riding our system every day, we really have few incidents. But we are focused on a new strategy on how we can improve safety and security for
everyone. All right, so a new strategy. Let's use that as a bit of a tease here. And we'll talk about a new strategy in the next segment, because we still have some things to talk about with regard to the fundamental issues with regard to Metro.
Yes.
And so you've grown over the years. I remember, I think it was back in the 80s, not the 1880s, but the 80s of this century, or last century, it's 2000, that they bore holes using a great big boring machine. And I remember them digging through the ground for the red line. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing this thing and thinking, oh my goodness, what's this going to be like? That was years ago, and now we see we have a system.
That's right. We're beginning to complete our system thanks to the voters of L.A. County. We are in the process of expanding our rail network. And even with Regional Connector that just opened in June, that was through a tunnel boring machine.
And even just this week, Mayor Bass had a meeting with folks to talk about making Metro more accessible.
Yes.
What does that mean, and what is that strategy?
That strategy is about making sure that cost is not a barrier to use our system, right? And so we've been piloting a program where students, K through 12 and community college students, ride free. And the opportunity is, what are the pathways to make sure that cost is not a barrier, regardless of your age, your income, your zip code?
And there's a pilot program for buses to run without a schedule?
Absolutely.
Yes,
along West Hollywood. Again, we wanted to make sure our system can be convenient and easy. And so we are piloting along West Hollywood the opportunity to operate the buses in a way so that the riders do not even need a schedule. It's just going to be so reliable. They know that whenever they go out to their stop, the bus will be coming.
So it's just there.
Absolutely.
That's
right.
The idea.
Exactly.
All right. There's so much more to talk about. You're going to stay with us for another segment here. And, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of this concern of safety. We hear about it in the Metro system. We hear about it on the news. And coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, Stephanie Wiggins will talk to us about this strategy that they have for facing one of the biggest problems they deal with, and that's crime on the system and homelessness. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. We're back with Stephanie Wiggins, the CEO of LA's Metro. We've heard an awful lot about, you know, the innovations, the expansion that's going on with Metro, but not all is rosy on the tracks. You know, we need to talk a little bit about the problems that Metro faces. We certainly hear about it in the news all the time. Crime. Let's start with crime, because I think, you know, that's a big issue. And as we're leading up to the Olympics and the World Cup and all those sort of things that we're excited about going forward, got to deal with the issues first and make the people who live locally feel safe.
Absolutely.
What you doing?
Absolutely. Well, the challenges that we're facing are not unique to Metro. Transit agencies across the country are dealing with it. But for here at Metro, what we're focused on is listening to our customers about what would make them feel safer. And what we found is we need this multi-layered approach. First of all, more presence, right? We have unarmed ambassadors that really serve as customer engagement engagement agents,
well,
providing information.
They're conduits. They're liaisons.
Yes, exactly.
You walk up to somebody, how do I get to there?
Absolutely.
How do I get to here?
Absolutely. And how?
But they don't carry guns. They're not officers. And all they can do is say, I see a problem. We need an officer, right?
Absolutely. But they are also, by the testimony from our customers, telling us they feel safer with their presence, right?
How do they feel safer with somebody who can't really come to their aid?
Well, most of the issues that make people feel safe is information. Knowing that I'm headed in the right direction, knowing that I'm going to get on the right train, that's incredibly valuable. I'm a regular rider myself, and so I know what it feels like if I'm in a place by myself.
But there are people that feel ill at ease.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I don't know that ambassadors really make a difference when it comes to people who are concerned about crime. Does it make a difference?
It does make a difference because ambassadors are part of our multi-layered approach. They're a part of see something, say something. And so they're part of our approach with working with law enforcement, our contract security, and our private security.
Has the homeless crisis had an outsized effect on the L.A. Metro?
Absolutely. Our system has been overwhelmed by this human suffering that happens, right? And what we're finding is people are sheltering on our system and using it for in ways that it was not intended. And that's impacting people's sense of safety and security on our system.
You know, I want to talk to you about a story I recently did. And on that story, I met several people on the subway.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was a guy who told me that his name was Teddy. And he told me, he said, you know, I used to sleep on the train. Mm-hmm. He was homeless all day long on the train, back and forth, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But on that day, he was heading to a job interview.
Mm.
And I stayed in touch with him, and that's him right there. And I stayed in touch with him, and he got the job.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Fantastic. In addition to us tripling the number of homeless outreach teams that we have riding our system to provide services that need them, we also have a workforce development program where we prioritize hiring people who are formerly homeless for positions.
Is there a way, a lot of times when we talk about homeless issues, we talk about mental health issues, but mm-hmm. not everybody has mental health issues.
That's
it's homeless.
Correct.
Is there a way to encourage them to maybe be part of the Army that works for Metro?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whether it's our bus operators, our Fair Chance program, or even with our construction projects, we specifically encourage and incentivize our contractors to actually hire the formerly housed. And
really?
They have. And to your experience, we have testimonies where we have someone who was formerly unhoused as a vet who got hired on one of our construction projects, got his first apartment, and now is a homeowner as a result.
But you're also having crisis counselors out there.
Absolutely.
You've got people like PATH and so forth that are out there that are doing outreach. And how is that working?
It's incredibly important, the partnership with the County Department of Homeless Services. Through PATH, we contract with PATH to provide outreach and engagement, as well as with Christ-centered ministries and other outreach teams throughout our system, because our system is huge. And so that is making a difference. Our goal for this year is to place 900 people who are formerly homeless in
Right.
interim or permanent housing.
We've heard of people and drugs.
Yes.
On Metro?
Yes.
People have died on Metro?
Yes.
From drugs?
Yes.
What is your reaction to that? What are you doing to try to curb that?
Well, you know, it's a situation that reflects that we just mirror what's happening in our community. The opioid epidemic is, you know, insurmountable, it seems.
And you've seen that increase on the trains?
On the trains, in our communities, but absolutely. We've had 50 deaths on our system this calendar year alone, largely overwhelmingly attributed to opioid abuse. What we've done is we've outfitted not only our law enforcement partners carry Narcan, but our ambassadors carry Narcan, our transit security. We also just completed a drug-free campaign with our multi-layered approach to really, really combat that. And we've seen a significant decrease of drug use on our subway system.
That's the first time I've heard the number of 50 deaths.
Oh, yes.
And that's mm-hmm. just in this calendar year.
Yes.
Which is only about 6 months old.
Which
means if you extrapolate that out, you may double that by the end of the year.
It's worse. Yes, it's worse. Last year, the whole 12 months, only 22 deaths.
Violence. Let's talk about that for just a second. What are you doing to stop that?
Well, that's our multi-layered approach, our deployment strategy. It's working. We started it with law enforcement, ambassadors, transit security. In April of this year, we've seen crime go down by 50%
systemwide. We just had 30 seconds, but I was just recently at a story with a stabbing in one of the stations. Violence happens.
Absolutely. It's unfortunate. These recent ones have been isolated incidents. In particular, law enforcement believes the people involved actually knew each other. But that's not stopping us from doing everything we can to make sure we can reduce crime on our system.
All right. Stephanie Wiggins, CEO of Metro, and... It's a daunting job you have. You deal, just one more quick thing. How many miles of track do you deal with?
Oh, over 100 miles of track.
How many passengers do you have a year?
Oh, 255 million last year alone.
Talk about a daunting job. Stephanie, thanks so much. Coming up next on Fox 11 News in depth. It's not something you immediately think of when you think of the LA Metro, but from the trains and the subway stations to actual buses themselves, the Metro's committed to bringing art in motion, and we'll explain all of that right after this. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News in Depth. I'm Hal Eisner, and if you're a Metro rider, I'm sure you've seen the artwork at the various stations around town, and you've got to admit, it's pretty eye-catching. This is the 20th year of the Metro Art Poster Program, which you're looking at right there. But art's been around for about 40 years when it comes to our train stations and the various Metro facilities that we have. And joining us right now to talk about this and everything art is Maya Emsden. She's the Metro Art Executive Officer. Good to see you. Thanks for joining us here. And let's establish for just a moment what art officers are and what the art program is.
All righty. Well, as you mentioned, we have an art program that's been established about 40 years ago because it was actually established before even a shovel was in the ground.
Wow.
By one of the predecessor, the Transportation Agency Board. We are in Los Angeles County. It's a creative capital. And I think there were immediate visionary board members who said, art has got to be a part of this construction program.
And so 40 years ago, there was a program that began, but 20 years ago, we started with these posters.
Yes. So in recognition that the vast majority of transit users in Los Angeles County ride the bus, we started a poster program. We have an in-house print shop, and we thought, this is a wonderful way that we can use that in-house print shop and also work with artists throughout the county. We've probably commissioned over 600 artists over the years.
Who are some of these artists that are making these posters that we're looking at right now?
What we're looking at right now is actually the artwork in the stations, but the earlier images, this is one that's a poster, and they are all LA for the poster program.
They're all local.
It's a locally funded LA County program, so they are all LA County artists. And there's just a wide variety of them. I actually brought a couple of them that I'll leave with you when we go, because we have Meet the Artist events.
And you can do
come
you really?
And meet the
artist. I was going to ask you, do you have any prints of these? Because they're nice enough that I could see getting a print and putting it up in the living room, the dining room, something like
that. And you are not alone. We have a lot of collectors, actually, who their aim is to get every single one. We have over 60. We probably have a number of collectors that have collected each and every one.
So why do you have... This is a priority at Metro. Why is art important?
Well, as I mentioned, LA is a creative capital, so we're very fortunate in that way.
Other cities have art programs too.
They do, and we are not the only transit agency that has a program. But I think we have the most extensive one, and we are very intentional about involving both emerging and established artists. So we have a wide a range of artists.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I know when it comes to getting federal grants, sometimes they employ the notion of you have to have some art thing. So like at LAX on the tower, you have those little, that circle light thing that's going on. You've got the pillars that change colors. That's all part of, if you want our money, you got to put in some art, right?
Exactly, exactly.
And do you have that same sort of thing?
We also have that. We have a federal, the FTA has long been very supportive of including art in our system. So, and you asked why. I think, It adds an element of humanity and vibrancy to infrastructure projects that are a lot of engineering. There's a lot of engineering going on in those stations. And to be able to have something that shows Metro cares and really makes each station very unique.
You know, when it comes to artwork, you vary it per community. So in Hollywood, I've noticed that the artwork in the train station there has like movie reels.
Right.
And I'm sure you have other things for the communities like Koreatown or North Hollywood that sort of reflect that particular community?
Exactly. And I think that happens because our entire selection process is community-based. So every project that you see in the stations is an open competitive process, and the selection panelists are all art curators and arts professionals with ties to those communities.
Do you have a number of how many pieces of art you have in the system?
I do not, but I know that we've commissioned over 600. We have over 100 stations,
right,
as Stephanie mentioned earlier, and 10 of those are brand new. And just in those 10 stations, we have over 25.
I got to ask you, have you ever thought about having a competition in Los Angeles among the kids to put some art in a metro station?
We work a lot with young people, actually. One of the projects I was just thinking about this morning, the artist is a professor at UCLA, and she invited a Girl Scout troop out to come and meet with her in her photography studio. She's a photographer. And it's really a wonderful opportunity for them to see and think about and dream of their own, how they would design a station.
And the artists who are represented, they're chosen by the process of application, bidding, that sort of thing. And so you bring them into the fold, they do the art. How much money do we spend on artwork in our system? Do you know?
The policy that we have at Metro is 0.5% of the construction budget goes towards integrating art into that system. Many other systems have 1-2%, so it's a very low percentage, but we're able to maximize that because we work really closely with our construction and engineering teams.
Do you have a website where people can see artwork?
We do.
Why don't you put that out there real quick, and we'll wrap up this segment.
Okay.
What's the website?
It's metro.net/art.
There you go. Simple enough. Metro.net/art.
Correct.
Very good. Maya Emsden, nice to meet you.
You're welcome.
And
nice
thank you very much for being with us. And stay right there for a moment. We'll be back with more Fox 11 News in depth right after this. Thank you. And finally, if you'd like to hear an audio version of this show, check out my podcast. You know what it's called. It's called What the Hell, and it's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts, or just go to whatthehellpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News in depth. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.